Hey, I was calling to tell you that Katie left her basketball uniform at your place and she wanted me to pick it up for her. Is that okay? Okay, good. I'll be there in 10. See if you can find it before I get there. All right. Okay. Bye. How's it been? Oh, it's been so long. Oh, come on. Can I just give you a friendly hug? Okay, better. Damn, you smell Oh, yeah. Let's go. So, did you find her uniform? No? All right then. Time for some uniform hunting. Let's head to the guest room first. I remember her saying something about it being in there. So, how you been? Okay. Oh, well, that's great. What, that's like your fourth pay raise? Yeah, moving on up in the world, huh? Oh, here we are. Now, let's see. Let me check under the bed. Oh, no, I insist. It's a bit low, but I should be able to squeeze. Just check in the drawers while I look. Have you found anything yet? Sure you have. Yeah, I don't think it's down here. Shit. Hey, I'm a little stuck. Could you pull me out, please? All right. Okay, pull on three. One, two, three. Oof. Whew. Thanks for that. Small spaces are definitely not my thing anymore. Oh, yeah, uniform. Yeah, duh. All right, where to next? The attic? I mean, sure, I guess. Don't know why it'd be up there. Have I been? I've been great. Business has been doing great. We're thinking about expanding, starting a few more locations since demand is so high. But other than that, I've been fine. I haven't been as active at work since we started expanding, and the kids have been off doing their own things, which is great. It's just a little lonely sometimes. But that's not important right now. This is the attic, right? Okay, I'll head up. Just pull the ladder down. Oh, you got it? It's fine. I can okay. You see anything? Need to turn around. All right, I'll make sure you don't fa No, I'm fine. Just some of the dick dust got in my eye. Yeah, a big, thick piece of dust just fell in my eye. No worries. Did it get bigger? Fuck, it's so hot. Oh, you're coming down? Let me just, Watch where you're going with that thing. Gosh, could have knocked me out with that. Didn't find it. The only other place she mentioned was the living room. Let's head there, and if we don't find it, I'll just head out. So, have you been seeing anyone lately? No? Really? why not? Someone like you ought to have met someone by now. Oh, didn't want to bring people around the kids. Okay, I get it. At least you're a good role model. They're lucky to have a daddy like you. Me? Oh, I haven't either. I've talked to a few guys in passing, but nothing ever went past light conversation. It's a little different when you're our age, isn't it? Aw, well, thank you. At least you get the charms of an older woman. Now, the uniform. Where, oh, where could it be? Oh, what about under the couch? No, there's no gaps for it to fall under there. Not by the TV. Not on the coffee table. Who am I kidding? There's no chance it's in here. That girl must have just lost it in her luggage. Don't worry about it. No, it's not your fault. I'll just buy her a new one. But, now that that's settled, I guess it's time for me to go. Just one more hug for the road. Come here. You're really warm. In like a big teddy bear way. Yeah, the kids always talked about the hugs you gave them. That was when they were younger, though. You hold me so tight, too. I feel so safe. So calm. Baby, can we talk? I just really need someone to talk to right now. Thank you. Let's, get on the couch. Baby, it's clear that we haven't really settled things between us, have we? We used to be so close. We did everything together. I mean, we were high school sweethearts, for God's sake. I still remember when we first got married. We were a mess, always clinging to one another, flaunting our love to our peers. Oh my goodness, they hated us. But it didn't matter. All that mattered was us. Then we started having kids, one after the other. Bundle of joy after bundle of joy. I was so excited about having a family that I didn't consider how much stress you were to support us. I know I wasn't the best wife and you weren't the best husband. We rushed through so many steps of adulthood that we skipped some of the most crucial steps. I never wanted us to end up like this, but it just did. We weren't supporting each other. I saw all the stress you were under with work. I saw how you tried to pinch pennies any chance you got just so you could make ends meet, but at the same time, I couldn't stand you not being around enough for the kids. They needed a father figure, and at that time, you just weren't ready. I hated hearing the kids ask, "Where's Daddy?" at their baseball games and ballet recitals. I hated wondering every night whether my husband would be back in time for our kids' birthdays. I hated watching them grow older without you. Oh, no. No, shh, it's okay, it's okay. It's not just you. We both fucked up. We were never perfect. We We just moved too fast. We weren't ready for kids or marriage. We were just kids ourselves. We were lost in our own affections that we were too blind and stupid to the realities of life. I hate that it's the truth, but we were bound to divorce, weren't we? It's just that after we split and time went on, seeing our lives improve as we gained more wisdom, seeing our kids grow up with you more and more in their lives, mending the broken relationships that formed between you and them, seeing you become the father you were meant to be, I wondered if we just waited, took some time to get our shit together, took some time to truly understand each other, maybe we wouldn't have needed to split up. Maybe our kids could have grown up with a normal childhood, not bouncing back and forth every week between mom and dad's, not needing to have separate Christmases and birthdays, not seeing their parents grow old alone. I kept thinking and thinking until I just couldn't do it anymore. I miss you. And I know you miss me. You know, us staring longingly at each other when we dropped off the kids. Like, we just wanted to embrace one another, but we couldn't justify it. And just trying in vain to find something to hate about the other, just so you can stop feeling so empty. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with sleeping alone at night. I'm done with never having someone to confide in. I'm done with not having you. I'm done not holding you. I'm done. Done not loving you. I'm tired. I'm so fucking tired. I'm so fucking tired. Thank you. Just hold me like you used to. Thank you for everything. I just been by myself for so long, trying to find something to replace what we had, but I never could. Baby, I think we should get remarried. I know it's sudden, and we haven't seen each other in a bit, but... Baby, what? What was... You want to try again? Absolutely. Wait. We don't need to have a ceremony, but we should definitely consummate the marriage. Yeah, touch me, baby. Yeah, grab that fat milfy ass. You knew what I was doing earlier, showing you this fat fucking ass, enticing you. Well, no, it's yours. Fucking grab it. Yeah, baby, that ass is yours again. Do whatever the fuck you want to it. I gained some weight over the years. Some of it went to my tummy, but most of it went straight to my ass. It's like my body knew you would come back to me. making me the perfect body for you to grope and squeeze and fuck. Oh, grab my tits too. They deserve some love as well. Feel how nice and full they've gotten over the years? Begging to be felt by your strong hands. While you feel those, let me get a handful of this. Fuck, you're throbbing so much. I can feel it through your pants. It's so fucking hot. I knew exactly what you were doing with that ladder stunt of yours, shoving your fat dick in my face. You were even bold enough to touch me with it. Well, here's your reward. Let me get on your lap. Yeah, grab my fat ass while I grind into this big, hard bulge in your pants. Wanna know something, baby? I haven't come once since we divorced. I lost all desire, too. But that means I'm really fucking horny right now. My pussy's begging for you, pleading for you to slam this fat dick inside it already. But not yet. I'm just gonna tease it a bit more, make it more desperate. Make it scream at me to plunge your cock inside me. Tell me, baby, have you come at all? Have you jerked this fat cock till it shot its hot, sticky load? Fucked something until it was nothing but your dirty little cum deposit? No? Perfect. I knew I was right, because I was the only woman who could do that for you. Only I could drain your big, heavy balls day and night. Only I could take the rough fucking you would give me. And only I could drive you wild in ways no other woman could. We were made for each other, baby. And you were made to slam that giant daddy dick inside me, baby. You were made to breed my needy little pussy every night. Pumping in and out and in and out, driving me wild. You gonna do that, baby? Bend me over and fuck me like you were supposed to. Oh shit! Are you that horny, baby? Wanted to hear my bare ass on your hands? Sorry, baby, I should have thought of that. I should never deprive you of what you deserve. I should. Huh? Oh! Oh, baby, you're so strong. Even after the weight I gained, you lift me like I'm nothing. I hope you invested in a stronger bed. Last time we fucked, we broke the entire bed frame. We had to put the mattress on the floor for months. Whoa. What are you gonna do to me, Daddy? Look how wet you made me, baby. What are you gonna do with those? Oh, you dirty boy. Using your wife's soaked panties to jerk off? How naughty. Oh, fuck. Yes. I haven't been eaten out in years. Go deeper, baby. Really good in there. Eat it like you own it. Oh, I'm so sensitive right now. Just keep going. Focus more on the clit. There we go. Right there. Oh, give it some love. Oh, drive me fucking insane. Make my pussy fucking raw with your tongue. Oh, fuck. I feel like I could explode at any second. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking close. What? Babe, I was about to come. Why do you... Whoa! Oh, holy shit, babe. What position is this? Mating press? How does that... Oh, fuck, baby. Give me a warning first. Oh, holy shit. You're going so deep. I haven't been stretched in so long. Pick up the pace, baby. Just give it to me. Come on. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me like you used to, baby. Don't be gentle. Just fucking break me. Oh, baby. I can feel you throbbing so fucking hard. You're gonna come, aren't you? Do it. Okay. As hard as you can. Get as deep in my cunt. In my cunt as possible. And pump all that thick seed inside my greedy womb. Come on. Come on, do it. Come, baby. Come on. I want that thick seed. Come on. Fill me. Yeah. Nice and deep, baby. Right where it belongs. Thank you, baby. Oh, fuck. I haven't had a cream pie like that since our honeymoon. Oh, hop off me real quick. I want to taste what we made. We taste amazing, dear. Your thick cum with my pussy juices. Nothing could be better. You want me to take it to the base, baby? Your musk is fucking delicious. Feeling my sinuses with your strong, manly scent. Fuck, I need you in me again. Let me lay back down, baby. Thank you, baby. But before you put it in, let's just have some normal sex. A missionary, nice and gentle, okay? Now slowly push your... Oh, God. Now just long and slow strokes.
super loving.
Yes, like that. Why this? Because I want to focus on you. I want to keep things nice and slow so I can admire my husband and you can admire me like we did back when we were first together. I want to feel every inch of me, and I want to feel every inch of you. Just keep going in and out, nice and slow. Savor every second inside me. Focus on every little sensation. And most importantly, look at me. Look at your loving wife as you make love to her. Look at how happy she is, knowing that she gets to spend her life with the man she loves again. Look at her eyes, mesmerized by your own, like two stars in an empty universe, constantly astounded by the other's light. I love you. I love you more than I love anything else in the world. Despite our shortcomings, we made something of ourselves. We gave our children hope that we never got to have. And now we get to spend our lives together, finally ready to truly embrace the other. I can feel you getting close, baby. I am too. Just keep going. Same pace, same rhythm. And look at me. Look at me. Look at me as you breed me again. Look at me as you savor my body. Look at me and love me. 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 Fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me. I missed feeling your weight on top of me after we had sex. It was always so calming. Now, what time is it? Shit, nighttime already. I mean, I knew we were going at it, but not for that long. Oh, the kids should be fine. There's always leftovers in the fridge. Something that you would know nothing about, you voracious beast. Besides, I'm in no rush. Let me just savor this moment. After 10 years, I finally get to hold my love again. It's kind of surreal, but nonetheless, still amazing. Hey, could we do one more thing? Since we're not doing a whole ceremony again, I think we should redo our vows. No need for a chaplain or anything, just right here. Should I start? All right. Do you take me as your lawfully wedded wife again, even after everything we went through? And I will take you as my lawfully wedded husband, who was obligated to cuddle me all hours of the day. Fine, I'll stop. But you still need to do it. Now, you may kiss the bride.